He asked me, Thomas, it's upon the rack. Do you doubt me? Fair enough. Thomas has become something of a whipping boy, or weak faith, or lack of faith. He does not believe until he sees Jesus with his own eyes. The gospel does not specifically say he touched the wounds, because this is not the point. The point is that he comes to believe. And if we dig a little deeper, this is a powerful way to understand this gospel passage. Now, anyone here ever had the opportunity to place their hands in the side of Christ? If you have, come see me after Mass. I want to talk. I'm guessing most of you have not. I certainly haven't. Has anyone here ever had something extraordinary happen to them? Perhaps even miraculous? Some of you have. I'm willing to bet, but not all. Over the years, I've heard some amazing accounts from people of mysterious encounters and miraculous events. All are blessings and rightly respected as incredible personal signs of God's grace. I've also spoken to people who have seemingly had no extraordinary spiritual occurrence in their lives, yet they can often, in later years, look back and see the influence of God suddenly present and guiding them. This, too, is a great blessing and incredible personal sign of God's grace. One is not better than the other. As it says in the gospel, the goal is to believe. Yet, we as humans still understandably ask, why does God show extraordinary signs to some and seemingly none to others? When Thomas has what must be one of the most incredible experiences ever, he's ridiculed for lack of faith. With this mindset, we might be tempted to think those of us, like Thomas, are spiritually crippled, needing extra help, spiritual training wheels, if you will. There's also the human tendency to think only saints are worthy of visions and miracles. The greater the event, somehow the better the faith. While we, the average person, with our weak faith, have to struggle simply to believe. But stopping there does not allow us to grasp the deeper meaning of the gospel passage. We must go further. What is God up to? After all, he's the one who grants each of us their measure of faith. Some of us have such faith that we don't need great signs. The gospel proclaims that this worthy of praise. Blessed are those who have not seen. Others are like Thomas and need to see in order to believe. Is one better than the other? Again, what is God up to? But to ask that question really misses the point. The point is to have faith. God wants us to believe. Perhaps you've heard that sometimes God does things we don't initially understand in order to demonstrate his glory. I suggest that's what's going on here. God is demonstrating his glory by showing us his love. In his loving care, God meets us where we are. Those gifted with a deep, quiet faith have no need of anything more. The grace of God given in sacraments and in scriptures is enough. God is with them, and they believe. Those who need to see for themselves are no less loved. God will matters to God is that they believe. And he will give whatever grace is necessary to make that happen. That is the goal. Do not be unbelieving, but believe. The evangelist uses Thomas not to ridicule him, but to make a point. We can come to believe even if we don't see with our own eyes. Here we see God's desire for us to believe, but dig a little deeper, and we see God's ardent and abiding love for us. No matter what our faith is like, God will give us whatever it is we need so that we can know the depth of his love. That is a miracle. A miracle Thomas and all of us can experience every single day. My friends,